Our scripture reading is Psalm 23. We take as our text verse 1. My intention on the occasion of Holy Communion is to preach through this psalm verse by verse. So today we begin with the first verse of the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Again, our text is the first verse. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Jehovah, shepherd, no want. Into but four simple words, as the original text has it, the Holy Spirit compresses an entire world of meaning. Jehovah, shepherd, no want. Words more rich and profound than these cannot be thought, cannot be spoken, cannot be written. These are words, simple words that flood the believer's heart with comfort and joy and peace. They are simple words that are an inexhaustible fountain of application to all of life's circumstances, the joys, the trials, the sorrows, times of prosperity, times of adversity. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What Lord's Day 1 is to the Heidelberg Catechism, that beloved Lord's Day, what Lord's Day 1 is to the Catechism, Psalm 23, we can say, is that to the whole Bible. It is a brief, simple confession of the sum and substance of what it is to be a Christian, of what it is to be a believer. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What is thy only comfort in life and in death, that I with body and soul, both in life and death, am not my own, but belong unto my faithful Savior Jesus Christ? The Bible says all of that here in our text. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And this psalm is such a powerful, meaningful, comforting psalm that resonates with God's people from the youngest child to the elderly saint, precisely because of the way our all-wise God inspired this beautiful passage of Scripture. Under the inspiration of the Spirit, this psalm is built around that beautiful figure, that beautiful metaphor of a shepherd and his sheep, drawing the comparison between the shepherd and our God, and the sheep and us, his people. And this figure then is used to vividly reveal to us the nature of our relationship with our God. The Lord Jehovah, he is a shepherd to us. And that's why this psalm is so precious. Here, theology becomes alive. Here, our theology is warm and breathes. This is the living word of God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He is my shepherd. We are his sheep. He owns us. He cares for us. He lavishes his love and attention upon us. He gives himself for us. He leads us. He guides us. He defends us. He protects us. He pours out himself for us. We are his treasure, his precious flock. And on we could go. It's all here in these four words. Jehovah, shepherd, not want. And so, this morning as we come to Holy Communion, we take this intensely personal confession of the psalmist and we bring it into our own hearts and we make this confession. Our good shepherd calls us to him. He calls us to come to him at this table that he has spread out for us. He calls us to come and taste the good gifts he has provided for us. Jehovah, our shepherd, and we are his, and he is ours. So let us come. Before we come to the table, let Jehovah lead us through the green pasture of his word for the comfort and instruction of our hearts. And so let us consider this beloved first verse of a beloved psalm under the theme, He Who Shepherds Me. Notice in the first place, my shepherd. Secondly, my all. And finally, my psalm. Psalm 23 is the shepherd's psalm. And it is that for good reasons. It is a psalm written about a shepherd. The subject of the whole psalm is a shepherd, Jehovah. And this psalm is written about a shepherd by another shepherd out of his experience as a shepherd. The heading of the psalm indicates that the inspired writer is David. It is a psalm of David. And this fits with everything we know about David. David grew up as a shepherd. David spent his life, that is, his youth, his younger days, out in the rugged Judean countryside, shepherding his father Jesse's sheep. He grew up with a shepherd's crook in one hand and a sling in the other hand. You remember the history well. When God sent Samuel to fetch David, to anoint him to be the next king of Israel, where was David to be found? Not at home, but out and about with his father's sheep. He had to be recalled before that oil could be placed upon his head. God took David from the sheepcote of his father and made him the shepherd over the flock of Israel. Just as God had prepared Moses to be the shepherd of Israel, by having him first shepherd his father Jethro's sheep, so too David the psalmist was shaped for his office as the king of Israel by first shepherding his father Jesse's sheep. And thus David here writes out of his own experience. He knew from experience what it was to be a shepherd, what the life of a shepherd was like. A shepherd. Shepherd who is a humble man, simply a man who has a flock of sheep, who knows those sheep, who cares and tends for those sheep. That's all a shepherd is. And yet this simple occupation of being a shepherd is a life of hard work and heavy responsibilities. In David's day, being a shepherd was not an easy occupation that a man could pick up for a time and then set down to pursue something else. It was a full-time calling. The work of caring for and tending for sheep was work that demanded everything that this man had. All of his time, all of his effort, all of his energy, his resources. To be a good shepherd, a man had to devote himself to his sheep, to care for them. Day and night, with them in the countryside, leading them, guiding them, keeping them, protecting them. And a shepherd who was a good shepherd not only cared that way for the whole of his flock, but he had intimate knowledge of each and every sheep that composed that flock. He knew their physical features, their different temperaments, their different weaknesses, and he dealt with each of his sheep according to knowledge. And as such, a devoted good shepherd as David was and others, was a man that had a very real bond with the flock that he shepherded. He knew these sheep. He gave himself for their care. He was willing to sacrifice himself for them. He shared his life with these sheep. He expended himself for them. That's a shepherd. Hard work. And it was hard work being a shepherd because of the difficult nature of the sheep over which a shepherd is a shepherd. Sheep are difficult animals. Sheep are dependent and helpless creatures, constantly in need of their shepherd. Sheep are largely incapable of fending for themselves like other livestock might be. They need to be led to green pastures. They need to be brought to food. They need to be brought to fresh water. They cannot be left to themselves. They're dependent. They'll die without the care of the shepherd. Constant time and energy needed to be invested into these creatures. Hard work for a shepherd. More than that, these dependent creatures are also dull creatures. It's a well-known fact about sheep. Not only can they not fend for themselves, these creatures hardly know what's good to them. They're prone to the most foolish sorts of activities. Sheep will plunge themselves heedlessly into danger, straying from the flock, making themselves easy targets for the predators that prowl around the countryside. And that, above all, is what marks the nature of a sheep. What is a sheep? It's an animal that is prone to stray, to wander off, to get itself lost in the countryside. And thus, not only do these sheep require the constant aid of their shepherd to bring them to pasture, to bring them to water, but they require the constant vigilance of their shepherd to watch over them, to make sure one does not leave the flock and wander off in that direction or another. Constant vigilance. Sheep are dependent, they're dull, and sheep are defenseless. If attacked by a predator, a sheep can do nothing to help itself. Other animals have means of defending themselves. They have claws, or they can camouflage themselves and hide from a predator, or run away because they are fast. Not sheep. Sheep are helpless before their predators, and thus the sheep, utterly dependent upon the shepherd for protection and defense when any kind of danger comes their way. David knew all of this from experience, his own experience as a shepherd in the rugged countryside of Judea, caring for his father Jesse's sheep. He knew what it was to guide a flock through a treacherous mountainous pass, to bring them to green pasture. He knew what it was to sleep by the sheepfold, as one commentator put it, with one eye open and both ears open. Barely sleeping, always vigilant, watching, listening, concerned for the safety of his flock. He knew what it was to put himself in danger, to chase after a lion or a bear that had snatched a lamb or a sheep from his flock, and to engage that animal in battle and to overcome it. David knew all of this from experience. And the Lord God, the Holy Spirit, now takes that experience and he uses it to inspire this marvelous shepherd, Saul. Psalm 23 is about a shepherd. But it's written by a sheep out of his own experience as a sheep. As David reflected on his experience, whenever he composed this psalm, the Spirit led him to a consciousness of how this experience that he had as a shepherd is really a beautiful picture of his own experience as a covenant friend of God. Jehovah, the Lord is my shepherd. I am his sheep, and he shepherds me. The Lord is he who shepherds me. And that experience of David fills this psalm with significance. And it fills this psalm with significance for you and me. This is our confession. The Lord is my shepherd. And now we look at that beautiful figure and we apply it to ourselves. And we see the three main parts of this confession. Understanding what a shepherd is and what sheep are. We are sheep. The Lord is our shepherd. And that's the first part of our confession this morning. I'm a sheep. I'm a sheep. And this is implied when David says, the Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd shepherds sheep. David is a sheep. You and I are sheep. Now let's think about what that means. Sheep. Those creatures which can be so frustrating to their shepherd. Sheep. Those sheep about which we spoke only a moment ago. Those sheep in whom the shepherd must invest so much time, effort, and care. That's who we are from a spiritual perspective. God uniquely created the sheep to be a picture of us, beloved. We've seen that as we went through the creation days in Genesis, how God created animals, some of the animals, to picture spiritual realities. And above all, that is true of the sheep. We are sheep. And the nature of the sheep, well, it's a picture of our human nature. Sheep. Those dependent, helpless, dull, foolish, defenseless animals. That's who we are, spiritually. David acknowledges this. He knows sheep. He knows his God, and he knows he's a sheep. And we acknowledge this too as we take this psalm as our confession. We acknowledge that like sheep, we are dependent and helpless creatures. We are those who are utterly dependent upon God. And as we make this confession of this psalm, we must acknowledge that. We must not cling to our pride and think that we hold our own lives in our hands, that we have power over our own lives. We are helpless sheep. Utterly dependent upon God. That's true for our physical lives. We cannot control what happens tomorrow, what happens next week, what happens in the years to come. How much more true is that of us spiritually, who are dead apart from the grace of God? We are as helpless sheep who must depend upon a shepherd. We're dull and foolish creatures like these sheep that so resemble us. And here, do we not see how close we resemble sheep? How we think we know what's best for us when we really don't. How we run headlong into danger and temptation, heedless of the snares of the devil. The prophet Isaiah puts it so well when he says in chapter 53, verse 6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And that's a description of us in our sin. That's a description of us, beloved, as sinful believers. We are prone to go astray. We have all gone astray. We still go astray. We wander from the right path that God has set before us in his word. We get ourselves into all kinds of trouble. We want to explore our own paths. We wander away from the flock. And we get ourselves lost. And this sheep-like wanderlust, it's written on our own sinful nature. We want to go our own way. So often we end up finding ourselves in the jaws of a lion or a bear waiting to devour us. Our sheep-like wanderlust is spiritually self-destructive. We need a shepherd, a spiritual shepherd, to guide us, to lead us, to correct us, to keep us on the right path. Like sheep, we're dependent. Like sheep, we're dull and foolish of ourselves. Like sheep, we're defenseless and vulnerable. We run off. We go astray. We wander. We think we know what's good for us. We end up in the jaws of the lion. And what can we do of ourselves when we find ourselves there? Of ourselves, we're powerless. We can do nothing but bleat like sheep. Call for the shepherd to rescue us. That's who we are. But we're also a precious flock, chosen by Jehovah God. We're a precious flock. The shepherd picks his sheep. The shepherd purchases his sheep. The shepherd makes his sheep his own precious possession. And Jehovah, our great shepherd, that is what he has done for us. We dependent, dull, and defenseless creatures that we are. He's made us by grace, members of his flock, and he is jealous for us, just as David was jealous for his father's flock. And so that brings us then to the second part of the confession. I am a sheep, but I have a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Literally, the text could be translated the way we did in our theme. Jehovah is he who shepherds me. And that's beautiful. It emphasizes the continuous activity of Jehovah God as our shepherd. He is our shepherd right now, here and now, and he continues as our shepherd. All of that time and energy and effort that a shepherd must invest in his sheep, Jehovah is doing that continually. He is and constantly is our shepherd. That's the idea of the text. He's taken us for his own. And he has gladly assumed all of those shepherd responsibilities that comes with taking care of such frustrating animals as sheep, such frustrating people as we can be. And as a good shepherd, Jehovah knows us. He pays personal attention to us. He knows us by name, even the lambs of the flock. He knows our individual weaknesses, our individual temperaments. He knows our struggles. He knows our pains. He knows the thoughts of our hearts. And he knows how to deal with us tenderly, in tender love. That's the great shepherd, Jehovah, my shepherd. And the greatness and the majesty and the glory of our shepherd comes out all the more in the name of our shepherd, which is revealed here in the text. What does the first verse say? The Lord, in all capital letters, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah is my shepherd. The great I am that I am. He is the shepherd of us, his people. Yes, we are those dependent, helpless creatures. We can do nothing to keep ourselves. We can do nothing to ensure that we will have what we need in the days to come. We are helpless. But our shepherd is the great I am that I am. He is the independent God, the all-sufficient God. What greater shepherd could we have than he whose name is I am that I am? And he takes us with his hands into his flock, and he provides us daily with all that we need for body and soul, and we can trust and rest in him, Jehovah. I am that I am. We need to depend on him. He alone is perfectly dependable. We sheep are dull and foolish creatures. But Jehovah is our shepherd. He is the all-wise God, our Father, who leads us and corrects us, even though we are ever prone to wander. He is the shepherd who seeks the wandering and the lost. He leaves the 99 and pursues the wandering through the mountainside until he finds that sheep and places it upon his shoulders and brings that sheep home. Jehovah, our shepherd. We are defenseless. But Jehovah, our shepherd, is the Almighty God, whose strong hand defends us from our enemies. He keeps us. He preserves us. He is the vigilant shepherd. David might have had one eye closed as he watched the sheep. But Jehovah is our unsleeping guardian. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The same psalmist says in Psalm 121, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm a sheep. Jehovah's my shepherd. And now we see the third part of the confession, where we must bring this home to our hearts. Jehovah is my shepherd. My shepherd. And the text so closely identifies us with our shepherd that in the Hebrew, it's really one word. My is attached to the word shepherd, as if to visualize for us the closeness of our relationship to our shepherd. One word, my shepherd. Jehovah isn't just a shepherd. Jehovah isn't just a shepherd of some flock out there. Jehovah isn't simply the shepherd of this congregation. Jehovah, beloved, is your shepherd. Your shepherd personally. He knows your name as an individual sheep. He loves you. He is willing and glad to invest so much work, so much time, so much love, so much compassion in you. You believe that? Is that your confession? Know him. Know him personally as your shepherd. Know him from his word. And see how he cares for you as you experience that care day by day, as David did. Trust him. Surrender yourself to him and rely on him to provide absolutely everything that you need. We are sheep. Jehovah is our shepherd. He's my shepherd. Therefore, he is my all. My all. To have Jehovah as your shepherd is to have absolutely everything. To have Jehovah is to lack nothing. And that is then where the second half of the verse comes in. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And really the idea of the text is, Jehovah is my shepherd, therefore, for that reason, I shall not want. And the idea of want here is not desire, something I seek after or desire. The idea is lack. I shall not lack. The inspired psalmist is saying, because Jehovah is my shepherd, because I am his sheep, because I know him personally as my own shepherd, I shall lack nothing. I shall go through this life as many years as God gives me, and each day I shall never go without anything that I truly need. Jehovah is he who shepherds me. He is my all. I lack nothing. The text states it negatively, but positively that means I shall be fully content and fully satisfied. And the rest of the psalm, the remaining five verses, simply unpacks what that means. I lack nothing. I am content. I am fully satisfied because my shepherd is my all. This is what he does for me. This is his shepherd's care for me. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. Even though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear nothing. Because Jehovah is he who shepherds me. He's with me. His rod and his staff are there to comfort me. He prepares a table before me. Even sometimes in the presence of my enemies, my cup runneth over. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. That is literally, pursue me all the days of my life. I can't get away. I can't get away from his goodness and mercy. I lack nothing. Because Jehovah is my shepherd. This does not mean, of course, that as our shepherd shepherds us through this life, that the road on which he leads us will always be easy, without obstacle, without trial. Psalm makes that clear. It speaks of passing through the valley of the shadow of death. There are many trials and tribulations that lie upon the road. There are many difficulties that Jehovah's flock must pass through as he shepherds them toward everlasting life. But the promise of the text is, even in those hardships, even in those trials, even in the very valley of the shadow of death, this remains true. I lack nothing. Even if everything is taken from me, I lack nothing because there is one thing I cannot lose. Jehovah, my shepherd, who is bringing me through. He is my all. I shall not want. And we lack nothing. He is our all, especially for this reason. That Jehovah who shepherds us is Jehovah's salvation. And you catch the name of Jesus there. Jehovah's salvation, the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. He's our shepherd. He's our good shepherd. He is the Lord of glory who came down and humbled himself and became a humble shepherd of such as we are, sheep. He was willing to put in all that work for us. He bought us. He made us his possession. He took us for his flock. And that is the greatest shepherding act of Jehovah, our shepherd. Giving us, Jesus Christ, to be our shepherd. That is his provision for all of our needs. That is why he is our all. Our shepherd has provided us with Christ to be our good shepherd. And Christ, how is he our good shepherd? He's our good shepherd by becoming to us the Lamb of God who lays down his life for the flock. He becomes one of us. One of the flock, to die for the flock. And it is by that that he shepherds us to glory. By his death on the cross, by giving himself up for the sheep, What has He earned for us? He's earned for us everlasting righteousness, eternal salvation, all that we could ever need for this life and the next. He has secured our eternal inheritance. He has given us a place in the Father's house. He has ensured that we shall forever be in the green pastures of the new creation of our Lord and Father. And the Lord's Supper sets that all before our eyes. Here we have the visible sign and seal of what the Good Shepherd, the Lamb of God, has done for you, beloved. Here we have a visible picture of why your shepherd is your all, why He's everything. Here in the broken bread and poured out wine, you see pictured for you the sacrifice of Christ that merited the forgiveness of all of your sins. Here you see pictured before you the sacrifice on the basis of which there is imputed to you the perfect righteousness of the Good Shepherd, whose white robes are whiter than any sheep's wool. You lack nothing. You have everything. My shepherd, my all, my psalm. We end here. My psalm. Understanding the truth that this psalm conveys. What do? We take this psalm. We take it as our personal, heartfelt confession this morning, and we bring it to God as our word of praise and thanks. As we come to the table, we come with this psalm living in our hearts. It's one of the unique things about the Psalms and their place in the Word of God. They're inspired reflections of the deep things of the believer's heart. Here we have our hearts written large on the pages of Scripture. Now we bring these words. We've sung them. Let us contemplate them. Let us bring them to God in our prayers as we come to the table this morning. My psalm for my shepherd who is my all. My psalm for the Lord who is my shepherd. My psalm by which I confess to Him that He is my God, by which I express my complete trust in Him for everything that I need. My psalm by which I cast myself upon Him and upon His Son, Jesus Christ. My psalm by which I acknowledge His sovereignty over my life and that He is good in the way that He leads me. My psalm by which I confess my absolute dependence upon Him. My psalm by which I confide in His love and tender compassion for me. My psalm, in which I know and experience His gentle hand that guides me, His strong hand that defends me, His healing hand that binds up my wounds and wipes my tears away, His generous hand that loads me daily with blessings. My psalm, with which I rejoice to fellowship with my God around His table. Beloved, make this your confession this morning, and for all of life, Jehovah is my shepherd. I am His sheep. I am His. He is mine. I have everything. Amen. Merciful God and Heavenly Father, our great Shepherd, we thank Thee for this simple but beautiful word that Thou hast given us. Use this word to quicken our hearts, to bring praise to Thee and to acknowledge Thee, and to come to the table of Thy Son with eager anticipation, with hearts that are filled with love for Thee, our Shepherd. How much Thou hast done for us, undeserving sheep. Thou hast made us Thy own. Thou hast purchased us with the blood of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. And Thou art leading us henceforward through this life till we reach that green pasture in the new heavens and the new earth, where Thou wilt dwell forever with us, Thy sheep. Bless this sacrament to our hearts as Thou dost use the word to, and may all that we do be in Thy, for Thy name's honor and glory. Amen.